This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We saw a story in the New York Times the other day that was fundamentally about the droughts we've been having out here in the West and the Southwest part of the country. But on the surface, anyway, it was a story about beer and using treated gray water to brew it by way of conservation. So that's a toughie, right? Treated water from showers and sinks, but in the form of a frosty cold one? Chris Garrett owns Devil's Canyon Brewing up in the San Francisco Bay Area and has brewed a beer using that recycled gray water. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai. I appreciate it.
Let's get a little ground truth here about beer and water. Water is not everything, but it's a lot when it comes to the kind of beer and the taste of beer that you want to make.
Oh, it's critical. Just look at an alcohol by volume in a beer, and it can be about 6%. Guess what the rest of it is? Well, it's water. Good point, right? In most breweries, it takes about 10 gallons to 1 gallon to produce beer.
Wait. So it takes 10 gallons of water to make a gallon of beer?
Yeah, that's the average across the United States, which is pretty tough to swallow, right?
Yeah. So tell me about this experiment, right, that you ran with gray water. First of all, I guess the first question is the mental hurdle you had to get through to say, yeah, we're going to use gray water in our beer.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty high bar to cross.
Yeah.
But, we've seen some pretty difficult times of drought here in California over the last few years. Last year, not so much, but previously. And, I mean, if we can cut our usage and maybe reuse, then we're doing everybody a favor and ourselves. But when we were approached, I said, well, that just doesn't sound very tasty.
Yeah.
But turns out in testing, the water's actually pretty much better than what we're getting from our municipality. But a lot of times we're going to balance that water anyway. We do filter water on site, not to the degree they do. Most breweries do filter, if not a majority actually reverse osmosis. So there's really nothing left in the water anyway. And so they're adding mineral content back to achieve styles from all over the world. You know, if you're going to try to replicate an English beer, you're probably going to add a little bit more of one salt or mineral to achieve that same, you know, water chemistry and quality.
Okay, but why replicate an English beer? But I guess that's a whole different interview.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm a beer snob. So look, let me ask you this about the beer that you eventually do wind up making. First of all, we should say, just because you're not allowed to sell it in California because it comes from recycled purified water, this was sort of an experiment for you.
It really was. I mean, it was, can you do it? Can you scale it? But yeah, for now, it was like, let's test it. Let's see what people think about it. Let's see if we can actually do it. And it was very much of an unknown, and it worked out great.
Well, define great. I mean, would you serve this? Well, look, I mean, you know, take yourself out of the equation. You're being the brewmeister, but would you serve this at a party?
You know, absolutely. In fact, Aaron, who was principal at Epic Clean Tech, the folks that provided the water, he actually served it as his wedding. Hmm. Yeah, I think you kind of have to get over that first, ugh. You know, it shouldn't be there. I mean, it's, you know, truly, it is better quality water than what we're seeing in a lot of parts of the country. We chose the style of beer as Kolsch because it's very sensitive. You know, it's a very light color, light flavored beer, has a unique yeast profile. So you would see any impurity. And that was why we chose that style of beer.
So putting your money where your beer is, I guess, right?
That's right.
So now what? I mean, you proved you can do it. The rules don't let you sell it. Are you going to get Governor Newsom on the phone and say, look, Gavin, we need to do this?
I think it's a lower tier than Gavin to start with. The folks at Epic Clean Tech are doing that right now. They're working on that regulation. Good news is when we were in drought, we had some of our senators, Senator Weiner out of San Francisco and some others came together and started to create legislation and policy. So it's on its way, and hopefully soon. It's looking pretty good.
Here's hoping. Chris Garrett, he's co-founder, also the CEO of a brewery up in San Carlos, California called Devil's Canyon. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.